meeting of the Tannehill County Transportation Advisory Board to order. We'll start with the roll call. Doug Mueller.
Ron Noonan.
Josh Alto.
Devin Hunt.
Brian Caperton.
Fred Zegentips.
And our audience is
Greg Zier, HDR.
I'm sure Mr. Rester with Southwest Missouri Council of Governments.
Jack Cole, Tannehill County. All right. First on agenda, be approval of minutes from prior meeting.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Second item on the agenda, old business. Do you have anything to call into that today?
Couple items. One is, I see on the agenda, we got the new project. Travis, are you going to go over this update sheet later? I just want to make sure we know you had the appeal from Shepherd of the Hills at the last meeting to get into the project list and be rated. And I see it's listed on here as number 7. And I assume that you went by the ratings and all the. Did you get good data input for the process?
Basically, the two sheets behind it, we added two projects. At number 7 of Shepherd of the Hills entrances, and then number 12 is the Highway 76 high friction treatment. And then there's a couple on the bottom, Smith Brew, Winkle Creek, and Ponch Hollow, I think. But Devin had me add that the county's working on it. So.
Which number is the high friction one?
Number 12.
Yeah. Good. Well, unless there's any discussion.
Yeah. And as always, I have the whole spreadsheet with all the projects you guys ever want. So we're going to give you the papers every time. I'll just give you the new ones, but if you want the whole list now.
Good job, as always. Thank you for the details and the engineering assessment. We count on your engineering and your firm's engineering assessment. It was all those items, safety items and economics and all that weigh in. So we appreciate that objective listing. That shows it's fairly high on the list. Need to have attention to the good.
There's quite a few accidents down the highway.
Is there any, whatever plan they've submitted, is there any immediate actions that need to be taken? Anything that can be done? For that traffic zone, speed limit or anything that needs to be started processing on?
Well, at least from my memory, they didn't really have a solution necessarily. I mean, signage and lighting, they kind of talked about, but they already have acceleration, deceleration, but maybe so.
Devin, have they passed anything to you on what they plan to do or what they need to do or to the plan?
Sure, it is.
Yeah. That's
well, whatever information you got from them, you're going to pass it to them. Start to look at it. We can talk about it at later meetings. If that's your direction, you're the chair.
They have like the tunnel, you know, for people that go under, like, I don't know, use this video, which I don't, you know, that just made me think a little like, okay, well, you know, maybe some, you know, more side, you know, if you already have a route, you know, maybe you guys work, you know, a little bit on, we'll make sure that your customers know where to go. But I said a lot of, you know, people would still just were just crossing the road when they were here last time. But
I don't remember, did they give you guys this packet last time? I thought they did, but they had a list of options on there: adding signs, overhead lighting, widening turn lanes.
No, we did not receive that.
Outer roads.
That needs to go to the chairman and to Devin to distribute to the committee.
I don't know what all they're going to give me, a whole packet of stuff.
They talked about those things, but they didn't give us any hard copy. Because I remember. So you weren't at the last one. Were you at the last one? They didn't give me any hard copy, did they?
Yeah.
It was all just discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. were they wanting to put up any signage right away or something that, was there any near-term things that need to be acted on? That's a key fact. They had almost had a, I think they discussed that almost a near miss or somebody hit there.
Was this Ty Lewis coming in and?
Yes.
Yeah, they had been there just a month or so ago.
A real question on this one is Kevin points out, it's a MoDOT route. So unless Shepherd of the Hills wants to pitch in here and do some things, do what Curry Bowl's done with the lanes and that kind of stuff, MoDOT is not just going to come in there and do a bunch of that stuff. And again, I don't want to poo-poo what they're saying there, but.
Somebody's already been hit, so there's a safety issue there.
Yeah, but it's caused by their presence there. It isn't the highway. It's the fact that they've attracted all these people right there on the highway. And then they say, well, we've taken advantage of the infrastructure and we've made it unsafe, so now we want you to come back and pull us out of fire.
Well, it's MoDOT's responsibility to make it safe because they've accepted them to locate there and they're located. So,
so they've given them the brakes and access that they got. And so the idea that it's MoDOT's responsibility, you better talk to MoDOT about that.
We do. We need to call them in here and have them discuss this need for safety and what plan they've got for it at the next meeting.
I think they've already told us.
76 Highway out here is way worse than it is.
They already know what the plan is. It's going to take private participation. That's an impact to that. That's how that works. It's the same way with the line, the zip line north. Remember they had to add that stuff, they had to do all the stuff. That's pretty common practice that if you're going to have impact on that, then you have to.
Well, I suspect that they're going to expect some feedback from us on oversight on this to encourage all the parties to get together and work out what's going to be the fix. So that's the reason it's on the list here. Otherwise, we wouldn't have it on the list. It's going to take care of itself, right?
No, it won't take care of itself.
Yeah, that's the reason why we need to make sure they come in.
When they come in, they need to say we're willing to, Shepherd of the Hills is willing to do participate in the fix. Otherwise, I'll almost guarantee you.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend that when you send out the notice for the next meeting, encourage MoDOT to have a representative here, that let them know that this project is on the list, and we'd like to have this, you know, the discussion of what can be done to address this, the safety issue. There's already been one accident there. Was there a fatality, or was it just a...
There was a fatality at the entrance in Stone County, but not the one in Tanner County.
So the fatality they're talking about actually happened in Stone
County? Stone County, yeah.
Okay. So it's a transitional, makes it even more murky to get anything done.
The Stone County entrance is actually a lot worse than the Taney County.
Okay.
You don't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, so this would be a lesser.
There's no turn lane there or anything. And there's a hill on each side where there's no good sight line.
Maybe upon first review with MoDOT, and if they say the same thing, that it's a lesser issue for them, that we might want to submit a notice to them to let them know that they need to take the Stone County for specific action, too, not just come to Taney County. They may be thinking that we're going to take care of everything and or a big part of it, and nothing happens, and they haven't taken it to Stone County. They need to take it to Stone County if that's the...
I'll make sure they know.
Oh, you got... Oh, good. With your permission, Mr. Chairman, Brian's going to...
I thought we told them that at the last meeting.
More or less, but I'll reinforce it.
Yeah, based on the review, we let them know we placed them on the list. They're on the list, but the lesser action is going to be taken. Yeah. Is that satisfactory, Mr. Chairman?
That worked great.
Good. Thank you, Brian, for volunteering to do that. Bearer of bad tidings is not always the one that's greeted.
All right. We will go down to the Taney County updates.
One other item of old business for discussion. And based on the last meeting, we had the discussion about the landslide at 76. And Rick, you weren't here, so you weren't privy to that discussion. You've seen the minutes here. We had
Joe Reese.
Joe Reese had a letter, too, of appeal that you'd seen the Reese letter from your partnership meeting. In fact, I think I have a handout here to give to you to make sure you had all the information that we had. Here's the Joe Reese letter again, where he's asking the trees to be topped out or taken out or flattened because they, when they get too tall and are not maintained or trimmed, they tend to have pressure on that landslide when the wind's blowing and heavy storms. And then this was the two incidents that happened, one in 2019 and one in 2024, that major fill and repair work that had to be done and shut down for a period of time. And particularly another reason why I bring this back to the table for discussion, we had a motion to add it to the project list, but it turned out it was a failed in motion, no second. And so there was general discussion that we were going to count on MoDOT to present a plan at some time. You keep Darren updated.
They're in process right now getting a fix for it.
Okay, as soon as they do, if you can bring it to our review. But since that time, we had another incident there. Here is a copy of the, pass these around. So it's a loaded gun waiting for something to happen that may not be pleasant. Traffic alert, MoDOT was closed on, November 5th. Just a few weeks ago, section of road between Lakeshore Drive and Branson Landing Boulevard roundabout was damaged by storms with large accumulation of rain. Thunderstorms and heavy rain once again shut down a section of Missouri Route 76 near Mount Branson Tuesday, November the 5th. The section of the road between the Branson Landing Boulevard roundabout and Knox Avenue received damage due to storms, which produced a large amount of rainfall. Crews closed the section of road, began work as drivers were forced to find alternate routes. Electronic message boards were placed at the work site. So here's the third reported incident we've had.
Well, I learned from the first one that they need to close it down and get it repaired quicker. Otherwise, you're 2.5 times longer trying to get it repaired. Letting your hundreds of parts there every 3 months, you can't get out of that.
Rick, since you weren't at the last meeting, and actually since this territory is on Hollister's right away, what is Hollister's thoughts or position on both the trees that Joe Rich asked for and the MoDOT? What's the status with Hollister?
Well, I met with Stacy Reese, the district engineer, for the better part of an hour after our meeting. At the partners meeting was the last one, so I met with her about this issue. We talked about all of this stuff. Basically, we talked to Todd Lawrence. Todd said they were commissioning a consultant study for hydraulic pressure on that. I tried to appeal to Stacy to say, then let's just trim the trees. I mean, this isn't like the old-timers don't know about this. They know about it. And I said, the people that were around there in Johnny Tea Garden, and they knew the old Christmas decorations used to be along there. Well, you could see them just fine because the trees were all down. So the decorations are still there. The trees are out. So she told me if I wanted to take those trees down, and Hollister can just go do that. Well, there's a pretty good amount of trees there. But there's also the bluff side road ditch is filled in. The rocks have all sloughed off, so there's no road ditch. So the water that comes off of the bluff just goes out on the 76. And of course, you see them. There are those waterfalls that come off our bluffs and go down on there, and then the trees loosen the embankment up, and then the waterfall washes it down the hill. So she said she would take notes. I don't think it's going to change anything. I said, why don't we try to cheat fix it first?